Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, good day to you. Thank you for the privilege of your time. The honor of getting to spend the next half hour with you is not lost on me. I am alive to love, and I'm loving you from this broadcast, podcast. I'm Randy Dean, as my wife just introduced. I'm the No BS Bishop. I'm here to be alive to love. I'm challenging you week by week to choose a life that is alive to love. Let's jump right into the content for today. I'm convinced that there is only one law in terms of honest spirituality, in terms of honest and authentic spirituality. There is one law. It's the law of love. We're told in the book of Galatians in the New Testament that we are to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Jesus said, "One law do I give to you, that you love one another." One law, love. How does one law take care of all the nuances of life? How does one law take care of all the layers of good, bad, evil, the presence of shenanigans? How does one law manage to circumnavigate the myriad layers of human existence? Well, Jesus said there's one law, and if he said it, I'm on his side, I'm with him, and he is leaving with us the opportunity to unpack that, to spend a life unwrapping, unpacking the opportunity of being a people with one law, and that is love. So today, I'm going to give you a New Year's resolution, a New Year's decision, a New Year's perspective. One law, love. Be alive to love. Do not give in to all the layers of BS that sometimes religious folks want us to get into. The people will say, well, you can't love everybody without approving of who they are. And I disagree. I think we can love people even if we have some points of genuine disagreement as to who they are. But I think at the bottom of it, we can love people and see that we don't agree on certain matters. In fact, we may not agree on some pretty important matters, but love is the law of our relationship. Love is the foundation of how we relate, rather than relating on some kind of contention is contagious, but we're called to live a law of love that is not contentious, but it is connecting. Hear that again. Rather than being contentious, we are connecting. So let me give you some thoughts today. I think I'm going to hit seven if I can get through this in my half an hour with you. Seven layers of the law of love. Seven layers of the law of love. So number one, the first layer of the law of love is that you make a decision. I make a decision. I don't necessarily have a bone to pick about telling people or asking people what they mean when they say they fell in love. I used to try to sort that out. And I told people once upon a time that if you fall in love, you can fall out of love. Nah, I think I was being a little bit overly simplistic. I am convinced that you can fall in love, but I think you fall in love because you made a decision. You decide. We decide. The first layer of the law of love is it's a decision. We decide to open our mind, open our thoughts, our meditations, our view of life to be that of love. A decision in life that is concrete, a decision in life that is consistent, a decision that carries me day by day. And it's a decision that I can also alter through time. Now, I can use it toward some kind of, I can be compromised in my decisions. Listen to that carefully. Compromise is not a bad word. Compromise means I've had to learn as I go along what I can and can't do with certain people, certain situations. And so I have to learn the art of compromise. I have to learn the art of managing my relationships, where I may have thought that in my decision to love you, we could do projects together, but now I've discovered you have a whole different idea what that project ought to be than I do. Well, then I'll compromise that, and maybe I'll have to step away from that project, or maybe we'll have to alter that project to make it something a little more palatable to both of us. But love, the first layer of love is at the decision. It's a decision. In AA, we have a statement that says, I'm willing to be willing. That's a decision. Be willing to be willing. So that's the first layer. Second layer of the law of love is that not only is it a decision, now it's a consistency. I need to train myself to be consistent toward this. So when Jesus said, you can love your neighbor, but what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Everybody loves their neighbor. You can love your friend. Well, what's the big deal? It's everybody loves their friends, but when we are consistent, well, now I have to look at everything through the law of love. So I make a decision, and then secondly, I'm going to have to learn how to be consistent about that. Consistently seeing everyone through the law of love. My eyes need to be trained to look differently, or to see differently, to view differently, to put life under the microscope of love without some kind of, well, not today because I don't feel it. Well, I made a decision, and then secondly, I'm going to be consistent. So the second layer is consistency. The third layer is paying the price. Did you know there's a price to pay for love? Did you know that love will cost you everything? And in fact, love is the only thing worth everything. Love is a pricey opportunity, but it's also a pricey project. It's gonna demand of you more thought than what you're usually given to want to give to any project or person. So in the decision, that's number one. Secondly, to be consistent. Number two and number three, there's going to be a price. It's going to cost you, and sometimes it may cost you everything. If you decide, then you'll be consistent and you'll pay the price. But if in paying the price you decide that it's not worth it, well, now you've started the process of breaking the law of love. Don't do that. Make sure that as you count the cost of love, that you remind yourself day by day that love is a costly matter. Love is a diamond. Love is platinum. Love is gold. Love is silver. Love is a treasure. Love is a treasure chest of life, and it will be pricey, and people will spend your love without your permission. Don't make any mistake about it. There are moments in time, there are people in this life who will spend your love without your permission. And then you're going to have to go through this all over again. Well, am I going to decide? Am I going to be consistent? And am I going to pay the price? So first layer of love is it's a decision. Second layer is you got to be consistent. Third layer is you've learned there is a price to this. And sometimes that price is pretty heavy. I want to remind you what I said a few minutes ago. Love is the only thing worth everything. Love is the only thing worth everything. All right, and then after the price is the patience, the long suffering. You know why long suffering is long suffering, don't you? Because you're going to have to suffer long. Long suffering, patience. Those are not dirty words. Patience is not a dirty word. Don't say, well, I'm not praying for patience. Say it. Say it right out loud. Lord, give me patience. Because in patience, I'm a stronger person. In patience, by being a patient person, I am being called to a higher quality of life. Patience is patience is the price you pay for fulfillment. Patience is the price we pay for fulfillment. So many people say, well, I just don't feel fulfilled in my relationship with my wife or my husband. I don't feel like I'm fulfilled in my job. I would suggest, now this isn't true for everything, but I would suggest that you consider the matter of paying this price of patience and ask yourself, have you been as patient as you know how to be? And after patience has been spent, are you willing to go back to the emotional bank of patience and make another investment? It's a deciding factor. I go back to the first layer of love here, in that it's a decision. But in patience, we will find fulfillment. There's always somebody else out there that's doing what you're doing, and they look like they're an overnight success. There's always somebody else out there doing what you've always tried to do, and it just seems like they tripped into it, and they stumbled into the whole matter of their project, and they just look like it took them a week where it's been taking you years. Don't be fooled by that. Don't live by the newsreel of some slice of life that you see in some momentary picture. I guarantee you that no matter who it is that looks more successful than you, they've been out there patiently laboring, giving their long suffering towards something, some project, some person, some relationship. And if you got the opportunity to interview them, they would tell you, hey, this is no overnight success at all. So the first layer of the law of love, it's a decision. The second layer is you must be consistent. You must take the law of love in a consistent manner through every layer of every relationship and everything that you do. Number three, the third layer of the law of love is that there's a price to pay, that it is expensive. Love is the only thing worth everything. And in the law of love, the fourth layer of it is there will be long suffering. Make no mistake about it. It will require of you patience. It will require of you the idea that this is a marathon and not a sprint. And then the fifth layer is this. There will come moments, seriously, you will face despair. Despair is part of the pathos of love. The patience, yes, but there is also a moment, and there will be moments in love where despair will feel like it's not working. I just don't see it working. And you'll want to give up. You'll want to throw in the towel. You'll want to say no more. I'm done loving. I'm done loving this person. I'm done loving this job. I'm done loving life. Despair will set in. Love is no guarantee or buffer against despair. And in fact, I would propose that the longer you love something, the more you will have faced desperate moments of wondering, what in the world am I doing? Now, remember, I'm the No BS Bishop. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you what you need to hear. And you need to know that love will lead you to moments of despair. Love will have you standing in a room alone sometimes, weeping and crying your eyes out, wondering, what have I done? But then you go all the way back through these layers, go back to that first layer of the law of love, and make a decision again. Make the decision to love, that love really is the one law. And in your despair, make sure that you go find yourself a way to take a breather. Be careful in your moments of despair. Don't decide short-term things in the middle of your despair. Get into a mountaintop moment. Get away. Spend some time alone. Go away for a weekend. Get into a cabin. Or if nothing else, just tell everybody, hey, I'm going to be in my office for the day. I know I'm not taking any calls. Or I'm going to be out in my wood shop all day today. I'm going to be doing some work out there. And make sure that in your despair, you get alone and find a higher point of deciding, a higher point of living and viewing what's going on. I have fought. Oh my goodness! I'm 66. I'm too old to pretend that I haven't had some moments of despair. I will not pretend, and I'm not going to BS you and try to blow sunshine at you that despair has not come knocking at my door. I'm telling you, I have faced moments of despair, but I have come to realize through experience that despair will not have the final word. Unless I allow despair to say, that's it, we're done. The only way to lose is to quit. And despair is that dark thing knocking on the door. Now, make sure too, in this idea of looking at your despair, make sure that you have an agreement inside of you that I am not going to let a moment of despair be wasted. Listen to that carefully. Don't waste your moments of despair. Despair can teach you things that you will never learn any other way. Despair will take you deeper in love if you'll allow it. Despair will give you an opportunity to measure your love even more deeply. As a father of two children and raising them through their teenage years and beyond, my wife and I have discovered that those moments of despair over our child's decision, over their aches and pains, and even at times they rejected us or rejected our wisdom or counsel, that can be awfully despairing. But I will tell you this, if you will hang on and let despair teach you a deeper lesson of love, you will learn something out of your despair that nothing else can teach you. And your love will grow stronger and taller and more beautiful over time. So number one, first layer of the law of love is to make a decision. Number two, in the law of love, be consistent. Number three, be ready and willing and able to pay the price. Number four, recognize that in the one law of love, you will find yourself in long suffering and patience to see yourself through the law of love. And number five is know that despair will visit you in that one law of love. Now, number six, now this is where it starts to turn the corner a bit. I'm sure some of you are wondering, man, all this stuff about price and long-suffering and despair, I need a little bit of incentive to keep going. Well, here it comes. If you will see to it that despair does not make decisions for you, then find in this next layer the joy of love. There is no other joy than to find what love really, really looks like. So this is the next layer of the law of love. Look for the joy. Look for the little joys. Look for the big joys. And in your decision to love, remind yourself that weeping may last for the night, but joy is coming. Joy is the next, it's the number six layer of the law of love. There is a joy in love that you will always taste and see that, baby, this is worth it all. This is worth it all. You know, my wife and I have been married for 45 years. We got married on the day that Richard Nixon resigned from the presidency and was flying away from the White House lawn. You know, we were happily oblivious to the pain that our nation was walking through. It really is a reminder to me of what we're going through today in the United States. Everybody thinks, oh my gosh, how can we go on from here? I got news for you. I got good news for you. There is a joy in the middle of despair that there's nothing else that'll get you through life than this joy of love. So when we got married, we were just, again, happily oblivious to the political division of our time in 1974. It was, as I look back at history, I think, wow, that was going on while we were engaged and while we were at that wedding. In fact, our wedding rehearsal was the national speech of Richard Nixon looking into the TV and telling the nation that he was resigning to end this long national nightmare. And in fact, my wife and I both will tell you to this day, we were like, oh, okay, well, we're getting married and we're going on. You know, there was a joy in our love that just absolutely insulated us from all of the stuff going on around us. Love produces a joy. I think it was last week I talked about that in life, make sure that your wellspring of love is the anchor of your joy. That joy is anchored in love. Joy can find a stability in love. And in fact, then joy grows because love is the fuel for it. And if you'll allow love to fuel your joy, man, oh man, I'm telling you, there are good things coming. Joy is that which comes weeping in the night, but joy comes in the morning. So here it is. I'm coming down on the last about 10 minutes here of my broadcast. So bear with me. I'm going to get through these seven layers of the law of love. First of all, the first layer of the law of love is make a decision that you are going to be a lover. Number two, the second layer of the law of love is be consistent. Don't decide one day I'm going to be a lover, next day, no, not going to do it. That's inconsistent. Be consistent. Number three in the layers of the law of love is that there's a price to pay. Your price will be according to whatever it is, the relationship or the project is that you are deciding to be alive to love. There will always be some price to pay, a price to your own emotions, a price to your own opinions. Maybe it'll be a price to pay in terms of other relationships that don't agree with you and they walk away. Make sure you decide those that walk away are still getting your love, but you're going to pay the price to keep moving forward. The fourth layer of the law of love is long-suffering and patience. Yeah, I said the bad words. If you're worried about me saying no BS, well, maybe you're even more worried about me talking about patience. People look at patience like it's some kind of curse. No. Patience is that which makes you stronger and more able and capable to just sally through life with a sense of purpose. The fifth layer of the law of love is there will be moments of despair. There will be deep moments of despair where you'll wonder, what have I done to myself? How did I get here? And you will find yourself having to go back to that first layer of the law of love, and that is to make a decision that love is the only thing worth everything. Love is the only thing worth everything. I failed to say this earlier about despair. Make sure that in your despair, you're talking to people. You trust people that really do love you, and they have a stake in your life. They have some partnership with you that is going to carry you forward beyond just the ordinary. These are people that really do. They give a hoot about who you are. And share with people your despair. Don't pretend that you're not despairing. If you're going to cry, go ahead and cry with somebody you trust and make sure they know you're walking through a dark season. And be open with people about it. But in your openness with people about it, listen to them. Make sure that they're giving you some advice on how to get through your valleys of despair. And then the sixth layer of the law of love is that there is joy. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. There's only one way to a pure joy in life, and that is to have your joy anchored in being alive to love. Don't cheat yourself of the genuine, beautiful, significant, magnificent, majestic joy that comes out of love. And the last seventh, here we go. Man, I got this in. I was a little concerned I wasn't going to get here. But the seventh layer of the law of love is that you are looking for an ultimate fulfillment. That fulfillment in love is one of those matters that cannot be replaced with any other kind of fulfillment. To see, you know, I think again of my children, as my wife and I have raised a son and a daughter through these last 45 years of our life. Boy, there have been such wonderful moments of fulfillment. See, what we do in the law of love is that we set before ourselves in our decision the long-term vision that fulfillment is at the end of this. Fulfillment, I'm in my operating in the law of love. I'm not just in some kind of a willy-nilly, no firm idea where I'm going. I'm looking for fulfillment. I know that love will be a fulfilling factor. So as we've raised our children, and I am I'm the first one to tell you that my wife deserves so much of the credit of what good kids we've got. I look back at so many days through my fatherhood and wish I had it over to do again. But I know with my wife at my side, we have seen such great fulfillment in our two adult children. I almost called them kids, but they're in their late 30s and early 40s, and they make us so proud, because in the law of love, we had it in our mind when they were babies that there would be fulfillment in this, that this wasn't just going to be some passing fancy. This wasn't going to be just some, momentary feeling, but there would be fulfillment in what would be the project, as it were, of raising and giving these two children a life that would be worth it for them. Always keep in your view a vision of the fulfillment. Make sure that in your looking out forward toward where life is taking you, that you see a grander view of what's coming. You know, I see this as I've been able to kiss goodbye a few people in life. That Ginger's grandfather, H. Paul Holdridge, was one of those wonderful treasures in my life. He was a mentor, a spiritual father to me. He was in ministry for 50 years. He really, really took me under his arm and showed me what a fulfillment of a life of love looked like. I am forever grateful for that man's role in my life. I look at friendships over the years. My wife and I have dear friends in Atlanta, Dan and Sheila. Oh, my. Those two people have walked with us through thick and thin. And just the beauty of our fulfillment in that friendship. We, about a year ago, had the opportunity to go down and just spend a week with them, just sitting with them and just playing and eating together. And we even sang together, just the four of us. It was a beautiful sense of a friendship that's been pretty much the dominant feature of a couple of couples in their adult life. Fulfillment. There is a fulfillment in the law of love. Never forget. As I said about the price of the law of love, love is the only thing worth everything. Paint a picture in your mind, an imagination, if you will, of what fulfillment looks like in the law of love. So I want to conclude this broadcast by doing something now I've been doing for some weeks. I think I'm going to do this every week, and I just want you to hear me carefully right now. Give me just your undivided attention, if you will, for this last minute or so. Let me, as it were, through the radio, through the computer, through your device, speak to you personally and tell you, you are loved. The exploding nebulae of all the galaxy, all the universe is out there around you. The pressure of the universe that is throbbing with the beauty of God. God is love. And all of that pressure, all of that heat, all of that light, all of it is love. And it's got you in its crosshairs. You are the target of love. You, precious one, you right there, wherever you are, in that car, in your exercise program, in your living room, your kitchen, in your office, wherever it is that you're listening to this, I want you to hear the God of the universe, who is love. He is pure 100% love. There is no shadow of turning in him. He is love. And all of that has you as its target. You are loved. Give yourself the privilege of a moment to drink it in. Breathe in the love of God. And then exhale gratitude. Say, I thank you for love. I thank you for love. Well, thanks for the privilege of your time for this last half an hour. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. There's been no BS here. I am not BSing you. I'm telling you, being alive to love is the one thing worth everything. Give yourself to a life of love, and you will never regret.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.